items should a senior citizen have with them beyond hand sanitizer and gloves or masks, which we may not think about?
It's always a good idea to bring a light folding chair because, as we are seeing the early voting that has started, we notice that there are a lot of lines and it's taking a while. So I would recommend having a folding chair with them. And then other things that a person may want to bring with them is bottled water, snacks such as a granola bar, peanut butter crackers or fruit, and any medications that might need to be taken on schedule while they are there at that voting location.
For some senior citizens, there is a level of dignity and honor to physically go to the polls to cast their vote. Can you describe how a family member, friend, or caregiver can make the experience less of a health risk or just prepare them for standing in line for what could be a long period of time?
You always may know someone who wants to vote but doesn't have transportation. Offer to take them to the polls. Certainly there's dignity and honor in voting. While you may encourage older adults to vote absentee, some seniors prefer to go to the polls out of fear. You just have to have a conversation with the older adult to make sure that you understand their concern and you're able to get them over that concern. They might want to consider early voting.
And what areas of assistance would he or she need? For instance, reading the ballot due to small fine print, helping him or her understand who's running for office, and how to actually mark the ballot correctly.
It's best to prepare in advance. Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act gives every voter the right to bring someone of their choice into the voting booth if they need help. So if they're not comfortable with English, if they have a vision impairment, if they have a disability, or they can't read, keep it fun by celebrating afterwards if possible.
When is it best for a senior citizen to just not go to the polls, and how can a caregiver, family member, or friend tactfully and respectfully address this dilemma for a senior citizen?
That's a great question. And certainly if they are sick, they really should not go to the polls. And then finally, need to avoid criticizing, correcting, or arguing with our loved ones about this. And we need to make this as comforting and reassuring as possible for them and share our own feelings of concern for their well-being by going out if they're just not physically capable of doing so.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Terry. It was great talking to you.